wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2019, our first show of the year, and we planned it that we were going to be a little late. It's not that we like to do these things to our fans, but there was important business going on somewhere in America. But anyway, we're here. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Jenny and Joe D are already in the old chat room. I'm sitting here alongside Al Perkins. Doug Wilkie is on the way, along with Marnie Ryer. And it's going to be it's a battle to see who's going to be the tardy one. Which one's going to get here first? Which one's going to get here later?
It's a horse race.
It really is. And I don't like to talk bad about people like that, calling them horses and all. Kat Carlson apparently learned, according to the message she sent us, she learned how to use a calendar over the Christmas holiday and found out that she had a party tonight. So she is doing that, but said she might stop by a little bit later just to see how we were doing.
Very kind of her.
Oh, I just nice to fit us into her schedule, I'm pretty sure. My gosh, you were outside on a conference call?
Yeah.
What kind of business are you doing?
It was a work thing that we... Oh. It was one more meeting as we get ready to... We're 7 days away from the move.
Oh, gosh.
But
wow.
The first of the four ICUs moved to the new hospital today.
Uh-huh.
So we've...
Perfectly smooth. Everything went wonderfully.
27 floors of fun.
yeah. Pardon me.
Yeah, right, I mean, they made it through. I guess there was some...
Oh, so you weren't there.
No, I wasn't there. A couple technical... Something technical they said, but they got it all done in the end, and
Gotcha. Hopefully
we've learned from the first.
Sure,
the first one going. We go next Tuesday.
And the unfortunate thing is, you really don't get practice runs with patients. It's live.
Yeah, live and in person. but luckily, like the med surg floors and the telemetry floors have all already gone. So there's some precedent been set. So we'll figure it out as it goes, and then some of the stress, once you're on the other side of it, then it's just, now you have a concrete problem to fix.
Right.
We're not just talking in theory of what could go right or what could go wrong.
It's happening.
We'll all find out next week if we now hate our jobs.
Now, and you've got a little rasp going on there. What's up?
I caught a cold and am hopefully on the other side of it after taking every cold medication known to man and or God.
Mm.
It was rough.
Yeah.
But, you know, the crud goes around at work. And,
well, yeah, you're just in the... Yeah, you're all in it right there.
And unfortunately, I made a poor, poor life choice on Saturday.
Really?
I just didn't sleep well. And it really was the nail in the coffin. Like, if I had gotten a good day's sleep, mm-hmm. I probably could have powered through it, but I ended up tossing and turning and coming to work that Saturday just kind of worn down and...
Your body wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole place can't call off sick with the sniffles. You know, you got to kind of get through it.
Yeah.
But Sunday, I had to go. I had to leave.
We're done.
Yeah, I made it. I did my due diligence, and I just sent my boss a text about sending myself home. You know what I mean? Because I was in the supervisor-ish role.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent myself home sick. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard. You know, how do you handle that? Who do you tell? Like,
well, they also always tell you, especially in your line of work, if you're sick, just don't show up. Like,
right.
You can't. Like, they'll figure out something else to do with it. I'm not sure what that is, but somebody will figure something out.
Right, yeah. So I just did what I could. I kind of laid low and tried to... I definitely stayed out of patients' rooms. I didn't go near anybody that might... I don't want to get anybody sicker.
No.
And hopefully didn't, you know, tried to stay clear of everybody and just do, like, little... tiny little tasks, like watch the Golden Globes.
No, which was yesterday. And I didn't forget about them. I assumed you were doing them and having your whole moment over there, but I just was like, I got other stuff to do right now. But
no, I was at work.
Oh,
so,
you oh.
Yeah, so
oh,
I
went there that
Sunday
long.
That yeah, that was the night. So I watched that I watched little bits and pieces.
Sure.
And I mean, thank Jesus it was a slow night, knock wood.
Okay.
That had been a busy night. I would have gotten home way earlier.
Oh, gotcha. Well, the last time I saw you, hello, Mom. Mom dies in the chat room as
and
well.
Jenny and Joe, hello.
The last time I saw you, we were dancing the night away, the first night or first few hours of 2019 together on the dance floor.
Yes, it was so much fun.
Little Donna Summer was given to us by Quentin, and that was an unexpected, wonderful way to end that night.
That really was. It was quite the treat, and it was a fun New Year's. I had not gone... Well, I guess I have gone out on New Year's more than I think I do.
And where did you come from? Like, I didn't expect to see you at all. All of a sudden, I turn around and boom, there you are.
The little local place right here, kind of at the end of your street-ish, Rotten Grapes.
Oh, yes.
Has
yes.
a second location now down on Roosevelt.
Oh, okay. Pause for a text message reading.
Yeah, that was just the return of my supervisor.
Got it.
Telling, like, saying we need a plan in place for when you have to send your cell phone sick.
True.
Because it's an odd thing to do, to be like, peacing out, people.
Who's going
to
sign off on this
but
one?
But actually, everybody was pushing me out the door like, yeah, take the sneezing and go fucking home.
So you were wrong. Hi, Marn.
Hi.
Welcome to 2019.
Well, hello.
Golly.
Holla.
Holla.
So, yeah, Rotten Grapes had a lovely, I guess they decided for their second location that their first big event was going to be New Year's. It was a tall order.
Way to kick it off.
They did a prefixed menu, which was very nice. And then they have an upstairs, I guess you'd call it, kind of a lofty kind of thing, a loft-ish thing.
Okay.
Where they had a DJ and dancing at the second location. So there's a speakeasy in the basement that was cute but not appropriate for that evening as far as what we all wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
We all wanted to be kind of loud and have fun.
Like you do on New Year's.
And I think we ended up being a party of 12 with Doug and his friend Denise, or our friend Denise. And it was just delightful. We had a great time. We thought the drinking would get out of hand, but we really all did manage to stay okay till about 12:15, 12:30. So I was quite proud of us for an evening that started at 7:45.
Oh, yeah, that is a good pacing. That
people really still having their shit together at 12:15. I can't say the wheels didn't completely fall off the bus for the rest
at
of the
some
night,
point.
But yeah,
sure.
And sure, I can't remember I got bit by a dog. Like something happened to me on the way home.
Oh,
no!
I mean, literally
ran into a friend walking their new dog who has some. It's a rescue. Mm-hmm. Some issues with people. We did all the smart things about.
Were you on your bike?
I was walking home from Stacy's, because now I decide, I guess I only walk home from Stacy's. And this time I didn't fall. Because the Christmas party, I don't think we've had a show since then. Yeah, so the Christmas party, walking home as the person that was not as drunk as everyone else and helped get the drunker people into Stacy's and then get them the fuck out of Stacy's, because they were trashed.
Right.
So walking home, me and my friend Patrick and my niece Marissa doily along, and I find the curbs in Arizona to be so funny, those sloped asshole curbs, that sometimes when there's like I'm walking with somebody else, I let them have the sidewalk and I kind of like do this little hobble thing. Well, it had been several hours of marathon drinking, and I don't know what I was doing, but I did some kind of maneuver that turned into a stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, God.
Skinned my knee, thought I broke my finger.
Oh.
But got up and hosted waffles and various snacks at my house.
Well,
always a charming hostess.
Of course you are.
Of course that was.
That is very true.
I wasn't going to let my niece and a friend go without snacks that I had promised. Nope. And then this time ran into a friend walking the new dog, and we were very smart about, like, you know, hold up the hand, sniff the hand, get to know the dog.
Now, was this at Stacey's or with the dog? Kidding.
Yeah,
I can see how you go.
I was confused a little bit.
Could go either way.
All right, I just wanted to double check.
And then went back to his, he lives very close, so we went to his house to have a glass of champagne to toast in the New Year, because I thought, why not have one more drink?
Of course.
And the dog sat on my lap for the entire time I was there. Like, I was like, well, this worked out. Like, clearly whatever problem the dog had with the other person.
Right.
It doesn't have with me. Well, it turns out it's standing up.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
The minute I stood up, the dog jumped from my lap and bit my leg.
Oh.
Oh.
And it had been sitting on my lap, so I don't know if it was like...
Was it too sudden? Was it
It really was an abrupt, let's do something else.
Right.
And then clunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you
I've never been bit by a dog before.
Yeah, you okay?
Oh, yeah. And the jeans are fine,
you
too.
You hobbling?
No, but broke the skin. Good. I mean, it was it was a...
Did you have to report it?
Did you have to what? Who would I report that to?
Why?
You're supposed to.
For who? Why?
I'm not saying you need to, but, like, you're supposed to. To the county.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, because they...
Hear ye.
I know, right?
So I guess I just did.
No, but it's something that you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And that way, because... It's more if you have no idea about the dog and the records and the whatever for rabies stuff.
Oh, right, right, right. Because it's a rescue, yeah.
Right, and just in case this is a pattern, then they have to take a look at that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just curious if, because with the skin breaking, we took our cat to PetSmart, and she's a little feisty, and even sedated, and she turned and got a hold of the nurse, the whatever that was there, mm-hmm. and they had to report her, and honest to God, they came in. That fucking Marge is as big as this table. Marge the cat, that is, because of, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, and we had to quarantine her. I'm like, where the fuck do you think she's going to go?
Yeah.
She can hardly hobble out of mom's room at this point, but we had to keep her quarantined. They had to come and make sure and do all different things. I was like, what the hell? But it's a thing.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a thing.
I mean, and I thought about, like, oh, God, should I go and get antibiotics? I'm like, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
If I start to die, I'll tell somebody.
And now you've caught a cold.
Yeah. But I know who the cold... you know what I mean? Everybody was like, oh, this is the end of it. This is the end of it. And it really... Sleep. Like, that is, like, take all the vitamin C you can and just sleep.
Yeah. Aaron's got the same thing. I mean, and there's nothing...
And then there's always that worry.
Aaron's with all those kids.
I know.
Oh my God!
But this was like the after, and it's not as bad now that she's in high school, that compared to when she was in middle school.
Oh, the middle school; those are just petri dishes.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
The smaller ones.
Yeah,
and you really have the flu this year is nasty, nasty, you know nasty, what? Nasty, yeah. And they just
for the 7 years we've done this show, mm-hmm. You say that every year, and I'm not saying that you're faking it. I'm just like, I don't know if every year it just gets worse because every year it's bad.
Yeah. We're already seeing really bad cases. So, I mean,
read a lot of things. I did not.
So check for fevers. Make sure you know the difference between a cold and the flu.
Right.
Check for fevers. Fevers, body aches, worry about that. If it's, you know what I mean? So just if you get this cold that's going around, just check. If you don't have a fever, have the body aches, you don't have the flu, but they start off very similar. So check your temperature.
Security guy at Stacy's got, from what I understand, from what their doctor said, he got it from his girlfriend. An edema, is it an edema effect? Something. It's worse than the flu, but it's like the flu, but it's. They actually said 10 times worse.
Oh.
It starts with an A. I've got to figure out. I'll find out what it's called, but you'll probably know more about it. But I had never heard of it before.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was just really bad flu. I didn't know what the deal was.
I thought that looked interesting, so I thought we should try.
Oh, skinny. Yep.
I mean, why not?
It's optimistic.
I mean, right, exactly.
Right.
I was like, oh, and it's on sale.
I do not agree with chocolate and peppermint in the same mouthful.
I usually don't either, but I was like...
Was it on sale?
It sure was.
How many more bags are you going to pull out of there?
Holy shit.
God damn it.
Then there were these little things.
She's
those?
Like the Mary Poppins
there
of snacks.
Cheesy.
What are those?
They're little mini, the little shortbread cookie thing.
Motherfucker, I'm eating all these.
Okay.
Mother humper.
And because I missed.
God damn.
Well, no, hand that to him, please. If you want it. Because I missed it being able to toast you, didn't think you liked the nog.
A lot of whiskey and a little nog, and I'll get there.
Hand that back. Okay, good. We don't have that. Unless you want some. No, we have whiskey.
I drink it straight.
But I just drink it straight up.
I'm good with it, yeah.
I tried bringing brandy to your mom's one time and, like, putting that in there because I'm like, this is, I think, the thing. Ugh.
Oh, didn't work. No, I'm good.
But
thank
if you,
you
want some whiskey in this.
I might go get a little whiskey.
Yeah.
Well,
just for your
I'm assuming there's whiskey somewhere in the
you're
house.
You're not, well, sure. Well, I think there's some of whatever Kat had in the cabinet, and then my crown's in the fridge.
But I didn't think, I was under the impression that he was not an eggnog person.
Well, I think if you add enough liquor to anything, we'll all pretty much consume it. I don't think it matters. I mean, Christ.
So I have that as a little holiday.
Yeah.
And then
little throwback. It's kind of a throwback.
It's a throwback.
Because you missed like most of 2018.
I did. It's so true. Sorry about that, guys. Here and there.
Somehow that worked. I don't know. Yes.
But I did that, and then I got you another present.
What is that? You got you a present.
Well. But it saves you such time.
Look, you know where that's going to go? I'm going to put it on a key. I'm going to put it on a keychain with your name on it, and it's going to go on my lockbox.
Okay.
What she just presented me with here in the studio, for those of you not watching, I really can't see it. She got an additional key for her car made to keep here, because one night she locked her keys in her car. And we spent about an hour trying to break into that car and just could not do it.
We did.
But,
so how'd you solve it?
Her mom came and brought the spare keys from the house.
I called her and I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's
is there,
enough.
Is there an issue? I mean, for real. He seriously
just an excuse to drink a little whiskey.
I feel like...
Shake, look at that.
Look at the judgment. What judgment she's got now.
No. I was just confused. I thought, A, finish the job taking that thing off of there.
Yeah.
And then B, that's it.
But lovely that you brought the key. Oh, look at you. Mama's back. Hello.
Oh yeah.
Good stuff.
But no, good idea for the key. Actually, would you just hand me the key now?
Of course.
Because I'm afraid
she's going to find a way to lock it in her car.
Well, she'll put it back in the bag and forget it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it over here.
That's a good point.
Yeah, keep it right there. Yeah.
Cheers to 2019.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I have to open my nog.
Welcome to 2019.
Good Lord. Well, may the odds ever be in your favor, ladies and gentlemen.
Something like this.
God
damn. I don't know if you guys had already started when I pulled up, but I was listening to Pelosi and
Chucky
Schumer. And did you hear any of them? He came on and he said...
Was he just laughing already?
No, they were both very serious, but I may have woken up neighbors if they're already asleep.
Oh.
Because I burst out laughing when Schumer said, damn it, and then I forget it. Something about, we do not govern through tantrums or by govern with tantruming or something like that.
Oh my God.
I just burst out. Let tantrum in chief. I don't know what it was, but it fucking made me laugh.
I have a record. I will watch when.
Cheers, Jenny.
I will watch.
Cheers, everybody.
Happy yours. Happy to everybody. I'll watch it later. I did watch the dumpster fire speak because I was I want to know. Because I figure over the course of the next few hours of the show, there'll be Facebook posts or something. I wanted a reference.
Yep.
So we'll get it, and then I'll go back and watch. And then, of course, the analysis tomorrow will be priceless. Oh. Yeah.
They were just shaking their head. Like when Chris Cuomo was like this.
Well, what I told Al when I walked in when I watched it, I didn't realize so many people, according to him, all over America.
Yes, bigly, yeah.
Well, they had been they'd been prosecuted for... apparently, one guy, he beheaded, murdered, and killed somebody.
God.
All the same
is
guy.
Is that like murder, fuck, kill?
I don't know what it is.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah. I thought I mean, I get beheading somebody in a way to kill them.
Very bizarre.
But I just thought, really? You just... Oof. You get hit with everything, I guess.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
I remember hearing about it. Not really.
It may have been part of the Bowling Green Massacre.
I think that's when it could was.
No, I'm sure.
So not in 2018, but in 2017. Mm-hmm.
Could have been.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Could have been. And it may have been the same time that the... which actually, the Bowling Green Massacre was when the Corvettes all sunk into the sinkhole.
Totally, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's that. Oh, by the way, for those of you who are just joining us, the door's locked. Would you go let Doug in?
I sure will.
Cat Carl, hang on, Doug!
By the way, Jenny, money was on Doug, I think.
Cat Carlson learned how to use a calendar over the Christmas break, and she figured out she had a post-holiday party for the bar that she works in happening tonight. So Doug was kind enough to fill in for us. So Doug is arriving right now. Kat said she might stop by a little later, depending on how the evening goes. So rounding out our table tonight will be the guest villainous himself, Mr. Doug Wilkie. There's Doug right there. Hi, Doug. Got a bottle of wine, and he's ready to go. God, Lord.
Rock and roll.
Absolutely.
I don't even know if I need a glass.
No, just get a... there's probably a corkscrew right here somewhere.
And a jug.
Oh, no, I've got those. Okay, glasses for
sure. You just use the bottle.
Oh, fuck yeah. Who cares? It makes no difference.
Just we can get you a brown paper sack to put that in.
Oh, by the way, Mom, I don't know if you had seen it. I believe it's the 18th of January is the Grace and Frankie's premiere back on Netflix.
Oh, I know. There's a lot going on. Schitt's Creek started.
Oh, yes.
Grace and Frankie's
the holiday episode of Schitt's Creek was very cute.
Finally got Aaron into Schitt's Creek.
Yeah?
Finally.
What was your key? How did you do it?
Well, you know what had to happen. Apparently, we're not important.
Oh, well, no.
No. But we had two friends that came in town, and they said something about so they're trying to get pregnant, and their friend David is...
David!
Is
fold it in! Fold!
David is the...
the father? The donor?
The donor.
Sure,
thank you.
Sure,
thank
okay.
You. And anyway, so it was cracking me up because we're at it doesn't matter. And Jesus. Peter Jungle. Ah, this getting to 50. Jesus Christ.
We're so close.
Oh,
we are so,
so
close.
So far away.
Yes. Oh, yes, Mom has seen that.
And so it was hysterical because they say that they're using David as the, and I just, because you can't not.
Right.
And I go, David!
David!
And it was, they both looked over and they're like, oh my God, you watch Schitt's Creek? And we all went. And of course, Erin was sitting there like this. Huh?
Yeah, she was.
And I went, oh, you don't know.
David!
God, David! It was fantastic. So now we're at
if
that.
If you say
we're
fold the cheese one more time.
We're in the third season, so we've very quickly.
Yeah, but it doesn't take long to blast through those. But
and I can't. I'm rewatching them, and I'm crying watching them.
Now, okay,
it's
but
funny.
But you hadn't seen any of them, correct?
Yeah.
Right, you had not seen any of them. So you went to the beginning, and you got through the whole...
Them.
Oh,
you had
not. Oh, okay. Yeah. I couldn't recall.
No, I was on board the third season I had not seen yet.
Oh, okay.
So the first two I had, and just, it doesn't matter, going back. And I'm thinking, well, I mean, I've already seen this. So, I mean, it'll be chuckleable, but not like the bell dot laughing. Fuck it. I was...
Still the same.
Still the same.
Fucking O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara. Well, and
Schitt's Creek already?
Yes, but that...
Because I wanted to talk about that tonight.
Oh, no,
I am the most addicted person to that show.
It is
now.
Such a great cast, Jenny. Yeah. And and they are... The facial expressions alone is
all of them.
All.
Because if you think it's about what's his name...
You're talking to a microphone.
The microphone
I'm trying to get to that. Dan Levy.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
You know, he's the one you think has the most facial, but when they're all doing it. The sister's classic.
Oh,
like,
she really is.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She really...
I don't know about all
and
this.
She's...
deal. God damn it. It was very cute.
It's too
I
much.
I have watched probably, I think... 8 episodes of that in the last 2 days.
Oh.
I'm like making my way through. It just gets better and better.
It does.
I love that. Thank you for turning me on to that show.
And the Christmas episode. Did you actually watch the Christmas though?
No.
It was very cute.
Okay.
How they put it all together with you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think is it Stevie's line? So is the ghost of Christmas past coming to visit you tonight?
I think it may have been a throwaway line, but one of my favorite parts is because she goes to the store, and I'm not going to ruin it. She goes to the store and she buys the case of wine. I think she buys two cases, and all of a sudden in the middle of it, she goes, "We're out of red."
Yeah.
You know, we're out of red wine. She just keeps going.
Well, that's why she's crying.
Right. Because she's not emotional.
Yeah,
she's
not emotional.
But the wine made her emotional.
We're out of red wine.
And I wonder, it's like
the 12. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Where's your headphones? Right there in front of you.
It's like the 12 days of Christmas, except for one day,
thing.
And I drink 12 bottles of wine.
Yeah. I'm wondering how much of it is not, I mean, because it's obviously scripted.
No,
but I wonder how much of it is.
They're improvised.
He believes that everything that has
Catherine
to do with
O'Hara,
David's facial expressions is because he can't hold a line straight.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
And those contortions are like him trying to not laugh.
Well, because
something.
You can see sometimes if Catherine.
I think that's
O'Hara
happening
especially.
With him and because it's so subtle with him and Stevie. Because she's looking at him and she makes a face, and you can tell he's like trying to make the face
back. And how
brilliant
is she? And where is
really
she
good.
From?
Yeah, most Canada.
Canada.
Canadian. Right, no, but I mean, I don't know who she is, but other than she's
like,
probably
she
some
got
Canadian.
To have been in something
and now
before.
That I've watched so many of them now, they're doing what I've always loved them for, is there's a lot of subtlety under things.
Like,
they really respect their audience. Like, some of it's even like sight gags and just subtle thing, like the whole thing that the son, that David and Moira are always in black and white.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But and Johnny only wears one suit, but the daughter has a dazzling array of clothes.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just so funny.
And headgear and the whole thing, right?
And the rings.
And where do they keep all these clothes?
The rings that
move
all over his hands.
And the
rings that he has.
Oh, yeah.
They move all over his. Have you watched that closely and you'll see it's just crazy.
Well, I had. So Erin starts watching it, right? And I
From one. Okay.
And I got up. She was sick and has been going through the battling the flu, maybe the cold, maybe the we don't know. And so New Year's Eve, that's what we did.
Okay.
We celebrated New York We're that age. Because
10 o'clock.
You're out by 10.
No. It wasn't that we were out by, but she just, because she's like, I can't.
Right.
So
that's my mother.
It was hysterical. And I'm sitting there like, there you go. Mm-hmm. And there we are.
Yeah.
But anyway, I needed the next day to get her something. I went to get medicine or to get something. And I had on a pair of like black leggings. But then I was like, well, I'm not going out. I mean, I have these on and whatever. But these were like pajama kind of leggings.
Right.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going out in
them. Were there feet in them?
Far be it. No, but feeties? I totally think that would be great.
Oh.
And but I took a pair. Hi, Annette.
Hello, Annette.
I took a pair of, like, they're 3/4 length. Not capri, really, but they're Adidas pants. Like, kind of a semi-track pant, and they're black, and I put those on, and I had a white shirt on over it, kind of long, and Aaron said, are you channeling David?
Oh.
And
I remember now.
I cracked up because I'm like, oh my God, I really do look like I'm channeling him. It was terrible.
So back to the that reminds me of the subtle joke. So you know his that little outfit with the...
Oh my God!
Right there.
Oh.
Right.
I know where you're going.
Okay, the Amish. Okay, so remember the episode where he ran away? He disappears. Yeah, he was the Amish people, and I love that they didn't make. I love that they don't make people stupid on that show. They make even the Amish people were smart. And they're like, we've learned a lot of things in the last things we're going to remember for years. And so they go through all that, and you know, that's a very funny. And then, but the thing, it's so dead. That's what I love is the deadpan subtlety.
Yes.
That right as the episode ends, he's sitting there, and remember Johnny's like, oh, it's common, it's customary to have lunch, an Amish lunch. And they're like, not really, it's not. And they pan over to David, and he's sitting in the grass, and the Amish girl just deadpan goes, there's a bug on your dress.
Yeah. Yes, fantastic.
There's a bug on your dress. I thought I was going to die.
Oh.
And Well, you're in a leather sweater and it's the height of summer, so how's it going?
There's one scene where Moira and David are standing in front of the hotel and she says something and he looks at her and he goes, what in the hell are you wearing? She's like, well, what's wrong? He goes, look at you. She goes, it's your outfit.
Right?
Something like that. Exactly.
Oh.
But the wigs are what I love. God damn it.
The wigs are hysterical.
And there's a promo that they've got. I saw it on YouTube. I'm sure it's on on Facebook somewhere. They did clips for each one of the characters, and the one for Moira, they just go through all the different wigs, you know?
Yeah.
PTA meeting, Crime Stopper, Concerned Citizen. They go through all these different hairstyles she's got. It's just priceless.
Oh. She is just too far. Oh, you need me to be there. I mean, like, just how she, everything about her.
I've been here all day. Well, I didn't see you at first.
Was she really? Because she's really kind of the worst person on this show.
Oh, she's
and Alexis, you will always be one of my top priorities. I'm having trouble. I can't log in, Clayton. What's happening?
It changed. Go to that one.
That.
Look for that Wi-Fi. No, though. Wait.
I can't get Q Talk Chat.
Are you online?
Oh.
You want to start with that? Let's check your Wi-Fi. Your Wi-Fi. Check your Wi-Fi. Because there was a network change in you. No, but you were here, weren't you?
I think I've been here since it was Lawn Boy.
Well, let's see. We'll figure that out.
www.qtalkchat.
Are you doing for the chat? What are you trying to get to, Doug?
Yeah. There it is.
Oh, my God.
It was a lot. Oh, a lot. Very good. Very good.
Watch your cookies, Doug.
I like it.
For crying out loud, there's safety issues everywhere. I don't know.
And the other thing, you know how her accent, nobody really knows what it is, you know? And I could be wrong about this, but Al or anybody, you can. I actually think, I really believe they do subtle things. I think it isn't consistent. I think sometimes she says talk or something one way, and then she'll say it another way because it really the whole point is that
just
she's just
an actress. Who's
exactly
when they go into that car dealership.
The car dealership is crazy.
Damn it! When she was going on and on, and she's all of a sudden, I'm like, what the fuck? Where'd that leprechaun come from? Like what the fuck is happening right now? Too much.
Yeah, I said that all the time with her. Like, she just keeps switching because she was an actress,
right? Right.
She's brilliant.
And
yeah.
And thank God, oh. Like all these years later, somebody found another use for her.
Oh my God, for real. And that whole entire cat, and Chris Elliott. Yeah. He's
who I normally
much.
Can't stand.
I can't be. Yeah. I'm the same.
That's
I'm
the
like,
only character
God.
I can't figure out on that show. The who? Way they write him, Chris Elliott, Mara shit, whatever.
I can't stand him.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
Rolling shit.
But here's
took
the thing:
me to the fourth season to get that.
I can't.
God,
get
that's hysterical.
Maybe you guys can figure this out. Not because I've seen more than half of all the seasons, but. Like, sometimes he's, he's really nice to Johnny or Moira, and then, like, the next day he's not. He's, like, deliberately mean and passive-aggressive. And I don't know, like, at least with the wife. What's his
name? Yeah, I don't remember.
Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, just consistently a decent person who gets frustrated by that family, but is, like, her wheelhouse is, I'm a decent person. I can't figure that Chris Elliott.
Uh-uh.
I don't know if we're supposed to, or... Because sometimes he'll be nice, and then sometimes he's such an asshole, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But my favorite, I have to say, I am in love with that Dan Levy guy.
I agree.
Gorgeous and funny.
Just look at him and go, I just want to be his friend.
Oh, my God.
Like, I just.
Have you ever seen him? Like, I guess I Googled him quick style. Mm. IMDb'd him to find out. Sure. Like, he hosted all these shows, like MTV shows in Canada's version of all those things. Oh. Have you ever seen him off thing? Is he straight or gay?
Okay. No, gay as hell.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what the story was.
Yeah.
So,
no,
okay.
Because the second
I
saw him,
it was just
him,
really good acting.
You Googled him kind of briefly. Yeah. I took a deep dive.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for doing the work with R&D, Clayton.
If I could find that, you might never see me again.
I didn't try hard enough because I was just watching him the whole entire time.
I actually almost want to learn how to cook and fold in cheese.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I saw so when you brought that up, I hadn't seen it yet. When we were, I think, on New Year, whatever night we were talking about that. So it was extra special because I didn't know what it was coming, and he's like, we have to fold cheese.
Fold the cheese.
Oh, is this not your mother's recipe?
Yes, and now I'm passing it on to you.
try to keep up, David.
Was she saying in the beginning, Aunt Chiladas? I thought that's what she was saying.
I laughed so hard at that episode.
I think she was saying,
I'm just
Aunt
so glad you all
Chiladas.
Finally caught up with me, because I have been on this since day one.
Oh, I
have
too. I that watched the it best... since it came out.
I have
on
not.
Pop,
I have,
the pop TV stuff.
I haven't been binge.
Wait. A thin stream. It's supposed to be a thin stream. Blend it really well. Or you'll burn... David, that's not right.
Okay, well, that's because I'm ladling and stirring at the same time, and you're just standing there.
Now is not the time to lose focus, darling.
Oh, God. Yes. I love it. And the fact that he writes...
I know.
Dan
he's that young
intentionally
and writes
to fuck with his dad.
Oh, you know it.
He said he does? There was an interview he did
I gotta catch up.
No, at the first episode, when they wind up in the hotel and the ceiling drips... Because apparently Eugene Levy's... God, in real life, Eugene Levy's thing is, don't fuck with my hair, ever. Don't touch my hair.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So Dan Levy intentionally wrote the scene where Eugene Levy's lying in bed and the deep's dripping on him and he's just wet. Everywhere, he's just wet. And he intentionally did it to fuck with his dad.
That's a family that just fucks with each other.
Yeah, that's great. Now's the time to lose focus.
So I know for a fact that because I can't find it. So when you have the procedure done...
where's this
no,
going?
No, no, where it
colostomy, ladies and gentlemen, we're all in that certain age.
Where you have to have a bag.
Colostomy.
Right? Colostomy, is there another one? Is there another surgery that you'd have to have a different bag?
You could have a urostomy, too, and have your ureter pulled through your skin so you don't...
Because what was it that you... I'm trying to find it, and it's pissing me off that Eugene Levy... Because that's where I almost busted a jugular.
What?
When Eugene Levy was talking to Daniel Levy about interviewing, and he's like, come in and practice. And David came in and sat down, and he goes... And what's with those pants? He's like, they're colostomy pants or something.
No.
I mean, it was, I almost pissed my pants.
Oh my
pants.
God.
I'll have
to
go back and
watch.
It
was one of the funniest fucking things that ever seen. It's when he got the job as a bag boy.
Oh, yeah.
And he came in and he's like, so let's practice. And he comes in and
I've got to go back and rewatch.
He keeps trying. Like, he comes in and he said, no. He pretends he's the one interviewing.
Right.
And giving the interview. And he says, so, David, I see you're applying for bag boy. And he's like, now, why do you want that job? And he's like, I don't. And he's like, okay, you're not going to get the job. We won't be calling
That's
you.
The goal, Dad. That's
and,
the goal.
And then he leaves.
Fine. Oh, my.
And they haven't come back in. And so now Eugene Levy's pissed. And he's like, well, And what's with the colostomy pants or something like that? God damn, I just thought that was fantastic.
Oh, it is. He wrote an episode of the Goldbergs, too, which I didn't realize this year.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
David.
It's the only other writing credit. Yeah, is he wrote one episode of
The one I watched last night, Al, was when Moira was going to be Patty Hearst for the asbestos fundraiser.
Yes.
Oh, no. And so it's a thing that Jocelyn's doing that to raise money to get rid of asbestos because they want the town to be asbestos free.
Yeah.
And Moira's so fucked up. They're having some argument because Moira won't pick a song. She just can't decide because there's three and Jocelyn wants to pick one. And she's like, well, you know, I'm just trying to make it better so that you can have free asbestos.
Jocelyn's
her
like,
one. We're trying to get rid of the asbestos, Moira. We are not trying to get it for free.
But that scene, where she's in front of the mirror.
Stick him up. This is a hold up. Nobody move. But me. But me. Who's there? It's Jocelyn.
She's got a gun.
Good news, Moira. Don't ask me why, but Gwen had a hunting rifle in her basement. And I'm hoping this is good for your act.
It was a machine gun. So I need a machine gun for the machine gun ballet.
Okay, Moira, you've got to meet me halfway here. This is a real gun.
That's playing too fast or something. They're not that squeaky.
It's higher.
Oh.
When she was hiding in the closet crying her ass off. And then, she has to get out of, and Alexa has to get her out of that closet. She's like, my son is asleep.
They don't want to play the games at the baby shower. They don't want to play the poop games. So they have Jocelyn sit there with her mouth open while they try to throw mints in her mouth.
That's terrible.
And Myra goes, why does this look so familiar? I guess, well, you taught us this game. We used to do it with sedatives.
Oh my god!
Oh, too good. Fucking done. Just too good. I need someone to go watch your mother, Baba. No, I was in the Caribbean, or I had her birthday, and this—I mean, it was hysterical.
Funny. Much,
if you're not watching it for real,
yeah,
you don't need to now because we just told you a lot of it. But
some of that stuff, though, some of the stuff that they do,
yeah, it's too much.
All right, so what have you been up to the year since we've seen you?
Well. Who are we starting?
I don't know. Who wants to start? Somebody start.
Well, it's a new year.
It's just the normal. We got through. I'm just always happy when we get past all of the holiday New Year bullshit. Everything goes back to being open and closed normal hours. We don't have to deal with any of these squirrely ass schedules, and goes back.
Right.
Which basically just started yesterday because that first week of the year is never.
No one's showing up.
That's true. Right.
So. So everything's finally back to normal, which is very nice. We can all resume our regularly scheduled programs. And then so many programs are coming out of retirement, coming out of hiatus over the holidays. Ones are coming back.
That's exciting.
I
have to tell you something.
I'm still very close. I every second I think I'm ready to cut the cord on the cable. I just like another indictment. Or another something else. I just don't know how
I'm going to be able
to live.
No, you can't. You
just
aren't.
Just watching it.
You have to have cable forever.
Without Rachel Maddow.
Oh, my gosh. It's just insane. Oh, that's what I learned. Here's what I didn't realize. So last night during the toss or the crossover between Rachel and Lawrence O'Donnell, he says to her, hey, I'm only six years behind you. And she's like, what do you mean? And he's like,
oh, I saw
6 years.
Yeah.
He was on The Simpsons.
He was on The Simpsons.
I never knew she was on The Simpsons 6 years ago.
Yep.
She.
And they draw her
so
funny.
She hardly remembered it.
It's like so funny. The way the Simpsons draw
she's
everybody.
She's very Simpson-y the way that it is. So they have her like, this is how they drew her.
Yeah. Right.
And she does a scene where she comes in with Kent Brockman, who's the news anchor, who's bitter because they were apparently a team at one point, and she got offered to go to national. He's bitter because she took off and got successful, and he wasn't. But I had no idea, so I had to look that up. And then I found out that she also did and I actually think I had seen it, but at the time I didn't realize who she was, one of those The More You Know whatever the, you know,
PSAs.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is. That's so I found out about that word, which I never knew about. So I downloaded that audio so we can do that.
Hey, when she rings the
Guten Tag, greetings, Earthlings. Let's crack-a-lackin'. It's great that we express ourselves differently. If we're all the same, life would
be
boring.
So there she is. So I'm just like, well, there's more to know about her that I didn't know. But the Simpsons thing was very cool. I'm like, she actually voiced it and loved that she was drawn. Like, her was one of her life's dreams was to be in that.
Oh, that's fine.
And then you realize, again, I've been in Phoenix 25 years, and I think The Simpsons started a couple, 3 years before that. Jesus, criminy, that show's been on forever.
It's going to be like the longest running show on TV.
Yeah, it's
beating Law and Order, I think, right now.
Scheduled show.
Oh, The Simpsons, no, it is the longest.
It is, right?
It's Gunsmoke.
Isn't
like
it like 25 years that Simpsons has been on?
Yes.
Easily. It's been more than 25.
I think they're at 30 or 31, because Tracy Ullman's show was like 88.
Yeah, because 89, I think it started in 89.
Yeah, I think Gunsmoke had the record, and they passed
just
Gunsmoke.
Just crazy for that.
But I think that's a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
And I signed on, I think I may have mentioned it before we ended last year, I signed on because I had to. We're starting a trivia night on Mondays at the Stacy's before they do karaoke. And Stacy wanted me to host it, which is all well and good, but the contract with the company, yada, yada, yada. So I actually had to become an employee of that company out of California so that I could host his night. That's part of their contract that the quiz master, as they call the person, has to be one of their employees. So that starts in 2 weeks from yesterday.
Nice.
So a couple hour deal where they email me the questions each week and teams can be formed and blah, blah, blah. So I'm starting that on Monday evenings.
Very nice.
We have this. We still got RuPaul's going to go on until hell freezes over. Mm. Oh, by the way, RuPaul also is in one or two of the upcoming episodes of Grace and Frankie this new season.
Nice.
And Lisa Kudrow. No, Lisa Kudrow was in the last season.
She's already been in, but she may be a
another
recurring
another person
character.
I love more than anything in the world.
Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think Rue actually is the realtor in the episode, because apparently Grace and Ricky have to break back into the house that they were in, and then they come back and RuPaul's like, who the fuck are you? And apparently Jane Fonda stands up and goes, funny. Oh no, Lily Tomlin's like, who the fuck are you? Oh, the preview.
Yeah, did they
lose
the house, or what happened to the house?
The kids sold it because they decided that they were too old and they moved them into the retirement community.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I need to, that's another one I need to catch up on.
Yeah.
Because that is just was so good. And
I feel like I'll rewatch last season so I can be brought right back up, and then we'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one that got better.
Yeah.
Well, like, they really hit their stride. Like, the second and the third season, it really got terrific.
I think it was toward the end of the second that I middle of the second,
That happens to keep up, but they really hit their stride. Yep. Very good.
Yeah, I need to get back on track with that one.
My gosh. Well, Doug, welcome, and thank you for jumping in with learning what a calendar does.
Well, it's funny because I already knew about it Saturday night. So it's interesting. I was with a friend of mine, Tracy, who lives in Landmark, and we have a mutual friend that we both found out that we knew but we didn't know, named Aaron Callanan, who I'm recruiting listeners, by the way.
Thank God somebody is.
Yes. So,
was this Aaron, when you were on tour for the Hot Bods thing?
Yeah.
Is that what this was?
I'm loving this. What's happening?
I don't know,
but I'm loving
You were tagged
it.
In pictures for a Hot Bods reunion.
No, that's not what had happened.
Okay,
this is
bad.
Two straight women.
Okay.
Well.
So, but gay friendly. So, but Tracy knew her through her work, and I knew Aaron because she was a guest speaker in my domestic violence class, and she's really cool. I love her, but I'd never done anything socially, and Tracy, who I'd befriended, said, you know, we have a friend in common, you know Aaron Callanan. So, Saturday, she texted me. She's like, Aaron's going to go to Rotten Grapes tonight. Just pop over and we're going to drink. So we did. And that's how that works.
That seems how that works.
And so we were into that. And Aaron was like, I want to go to Cobalt. Like, I want to go somewhere after this. We went out a little early. And I was like, you know, I never go to Cobalt. And she knew, so it's so weird. She knew Kat. Aaron's like, well, I know Kat.
Nice.
And I want him like
very popular very young man.
Popular. Yeah.
So, so we, I said, let's just do it. Let's go.
Such a good guy. Not you, Kat.
So, and it was karaoke, which is a different kind of karaoke because they make you get up on that stage.
Oh, you
like,
don't you don't have to.
Holy
yes.
cow!
But you're right.
Yeah. Well, these bitches did get on
premier,
that stage.
Premier karaoke bar.
So. Anyway, so it was just funny. So I think Kat was surprised, and she didn't know we all knew each other. So when we were talking as the night wore on, it was a lot of fun. Kat was great. And then Kat said, oh, gosh, she's like, you know, I'm not going to be doing the show. You know, it's weird. So we were, she said, I just figured out the calendar. She said, I'm going to, she had some cobalt-related thing that she had to do. And she was so funny because she was like, Doug, can you work my shift on Tuesdays?
I didn't realize she was filling in shifts.
She was. And I said, well, this is what I said. So I made a joke. I said, as long as it's not here at Cobalt. And then, but then I kind of was like, I like wanting to be careful because I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe Clayton's got someone. So I didn't want to be like, yeah, tell Clayton I'm going. So I just said, just let Clayton know you can't go. She said, and he'll let me know if I'm coming or not.
Yeah, well, and then the funny thing is, I
want to fuck the whole thing up.
When I posted in the chat thing or in our little messenger thing that you were going to fill again, she then followed up. Yeah. Well, I'd already booked it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. So, okay. I didn't see that yet. So when you texted me, was it yesterday? I already knew. That's why I was like, of course. Because
glad somebody does. Cheese and rice. I'm glad.
Yeah, and yesterday I wasn't sure I was coming. So I was going to be like, yeah, you're going to have to cover my shift too. Because
you sound sick.
Well,
I'm just getting over it.
Cold.
Yeah. And I called her today because I'm like,
just in case.
I'm giving it to 50-50 on this one. So
hopefully that'll be different.
Did you hire an assistant or something?
No.
Oh. Well, no. Maybe something had happened where.
No, there is. It's a kind of a shift with what I need to be focusing on anymore and what Sarah, who was, because Aaron's doing some assistant stuff, and then Sarah was an assistant, but I needed her to be like a supervisor kind of role, like building,
over you?
Building the team. No, in some ways. But
let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we're not fooling anyone. But, anyway, but that way, because she could hire. She has to be in a certain spot in order to be able to hire people. And
oh, gotcha.
Do these other things that...
Takes up a lot of your time.
And as an assistant, it's helpful. There were helpful things. But then she's wanting to learn all the other stuff. I mean, it makes sense. Of course you do.
Yeah.
But if you can't implement those other things, we're just taking up a lot of time learning these things. So, meh. Anyway, digress. But we, just in the last 3 weeks, have been able to kind of separate that, and so yeah, I think that's it's a big change. It's a good change.
That's cool.
Good. Yeah.
Well, I hope that really frees up some headaches for you.
I just I hope it frees up some of the crazy.
Yeah,
you know, because God knows I have a lot of the
free crazy.
Free crazy, David. Free
the crazy, David.
Free the crazy, David. So, yeah. Anyway, okay. Digress.
I'm all dialed in now.
Fine, sir.
I'm good. My semester started yesterday. We started early. What's up? And finally, when my colleagues at ASU started us a week earlier this year, I was like,
okay.
I haven't been there long enough to know what that's all about.
Sure.
But that could throw a wrinkle in my plan to go to California, because now I looked, and remember we were like, pray it's that third week or whatever, last week of April, or April 26th is the last day of class, and then I have to grade. So if that's there's the bone marrow transplant reunion at City of Hope.
Okay.
Right around the end of April. And I really, really want to go because it's going to be 15 years cancer free.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ringing a bell for that.
Yes. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Shit. Oh. Sorry. Fucked. I'm sorry.
What's going on? What are we watching?
I know. I was like, what's happening?
Kat always told me, turn your volume off when you get here. Okay. So.
Take
anyway,
all kinds of direction from her now, don't you?
I had some kind of epiphany or something.
Wow. I should have my volume down.
I'm sorry. This just in. Kat just said
exactly.
What?
I'm bummed because if it is that very last weekend, I don't think there's just no way I can grade everything. Like it would, I'd have to fly there in the morning, go to it, and fly right home, and then I'd be too tired to grade anyway. So I don't know. So they haven't said the date yet. I'm hoping it's a week earlier or a week later. But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, so school started. I'm excited for the new semester. It's a lot of work and a lot of classes, but I'm feeling pretty motivated, but my head's still spinning from all the preparation from two new classes.
And did you work hard last week and get your preparations done?
I got some of it done. I'm in okay shape, but I'll be okay after this weekend because I'm being better now about managing time. So I'm not panicking. The anxiety level has dropped, but there's still a little stress involved.
Yeah.
And I'm just not when you've taught something before, you feel better. When it's the first time around, you know, you're trying to pretend that it isn't the first time around. Sure. You don't want the students to know, right. And there's always two who figure it out.
This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Yeah. I may or may not have.
Yeah, actually, it is the first time at the rodeo, and it's always Madison, and Madison knows.
She's on me. Shit.
And her friend Amanda is going to piss you off,
right,
too.
Right.
But things are good, and I'm trying to, like, spend time with my mom.
Is that my Aaron? Or is that a different Aaron?
Oh, my God. Is that Aaron Callanan? Sorry.
Well, I don't know.
I used the last name.
Well, please let us know who you are.
This might be the one I recruited, or is it Aaron?
My Aaron, then it would be Ernie.
Is it Ernie?
Yeah. I'm assuming that isn't, and now
self-identify, please.
I was just going to say. Now I'm sad.
Like, that's so funny.
I mean, hello, Aaron, and welcome.
I have never known Aaron to use her name correctly.
I feel like you looked at that as a sign of life. Like, oh, it's alive!
I just wanted to say hello.
So I sent the girls.
Oh my God, we laughed our asses off. Oh my God, it was hysterical.
Because I did it to Di, Ernie, and Madagascar.
Yeah, that was our Christmas card. And do you know what we did? We hung up the Di, Ernie, and Madagascar, the envelope.
Because I have Matata.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I do need to say something. No. I'm sorry.
Please.
It's my friend Erin who I recruited. She just said to me, yes, I'm totally logging in. I've listened to two episodes already. So good.
Erin fucking Callanan.
There you go.
Okay, we're ringing the bell for you, Erin.
Welcome, Erin fucking Callanan. Welcome.
God.
Erin, now, since you're new, understand, there is a delay from what you hear, but we see what you type instantly.
Yes.
So there's a little bit of a delay in this.
So there, yes. Well, and forgive me for sounding sad. that it's you, because I'm excited that it's you. It's just, it's so,
And it was funny that we both thought the same thing. Well, she would never sign in as Erin.
So Erin, Marnie's soon-to-be wife is also an Erin, but she, for us, she goes by Ernie. So when Marnie saw your name, she thought it might have been her Erin. Yeah.
So is Erin fucking Callanan? Is she just a listener or a viewer as well?
Oh yeah, can you see? That's a good question.
Can you see us?
Can you see us? Can you see me now?
David! Fold it in, Erin.
Hello!
Fold it in.
Look at him not.
Hello, Erin
fucking Callahan.
You say fold it in one more time.
Erin, I hope you can see us on the monitor.
Or whatever you're watching us on.
However
you identify.
Etch a sketch, carbon paper, whatever you're doing.
Try to etch a sketch me. I'll give you a minute.
I also gave her Saturday night the warning about this is NC-17, and I gave her the test question. I said, this is the barometer for if you can listen to this.
Because if you don't like the test question.
Well, this is,
if you can't hear the word cunt, then you cannot listen to this show.
Well, I said it slightly different, but this is what I said. But no, but you're right.
You said that.
No, I told her, because you have to warn people, because you never know. And
no,
I said,
you
look,
don't. You're right.
You don't know what you're in. Because she's like, oh, a podcast. Like, and I said, it's not
important. This isn't Pod Save America.
No, it's certainly not. And I was afraid she thought it might be. So I said, well, this is what you need to know. I said, we just drink and talk, and sometimes it gets serious at the end with thoughtful vulgarity. Sometimes it doesn't, blah, blah, blah. Everything's on the, and I said, but here's just how you need to know. I'm going to say something, and you need to know if you're okay with it. And she's like, what? I'm like, Sarah Palin's a cunt.
So's Jan Brewer.
And I'm like, some people are out at that moment, and some people are like, I'll be okay.
Did she flinch at all?
Not at
all. Nothing. Good.
I love the not flinching. That's
Erin,
awesome.
Very good. Oh, she's totally watching us.
Awesome.
And we have to give a shout out to the future because
the future.
Rory Anderson texted me the other night.
Why do I know that name? Why do
he's friends of ours.
Oh, cool.
He texted me the other night. He texted me Friday night about a show from last, like, a year ago, September. So it's like 15, 16 months ago. So at first I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But so I'm like, wow, I guess we have to worry, like, we have to remember things we said.
Retroactively.
16 months.
Can't wait to listen in. I like it.
So, but it was nice to get a message from Rory, and he was listening to the show about.
What was it about
Sweeney Todd, about seeing the Sweeney Todd, the almost interactive Sweeney Todd.
Got it.
Well, and
Aaron, meet Al Clayton. Marnie.
No, below that, Aaron. Can't wait to listen.
Can't wait to listen in. Can't wait to listen in. I like that.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to use that in a promo.
That is.
I bet you can't wait to listen.
I can't wait to listen.
That was staring me in the face. I didn't even see it.
We have such good accents on this show.
We really are famous for them.
I mean, but Clayton and I are really shitty at them.
Oh, yeah. Speak for yourself.
Oh, I don't even try.
I am stellar. I all
in
of the accents. Oh yeah,
I have. My, I only
British,
have my one.
Except for you're supposed to be Australian.
Doesn't matter. I was good.
It's
at
It's all
one
European.
I only have one. I only have one accent. You want to stop band?
Stop band.
Hello, Cleveland.
Turn up to 11.
Oh my god. So, Marina, what have you been up to? Madagascar, how you been?
Madagascar.
Well, Madagascar has been good. Thanks. So, I got these new glasses, and they're progressive things. Whatever is that transition?
Just getting progressively worse. Is that what you're
something? What do you call them? What you have? The
progressive
you look
blindness.
Out and you look down and
up is further, and they progressively then migrate to the readers at the bottom.
Fuck me running! I just put them on today, and I am having
that's
some
life
trouble.
Don't try to run until you don't try to fuck or run until you got them down.
Yes, at all. We don't. Also,
you might miss a lot.
You're gonna skin something
or someone, and also be real. Real careful around curbs.
That's me.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Dogs and curbs.
You're
killing me every holiday.
You're gonna skin something.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like I'm sitting here trying to read things, and I'm like, well, okay, it's better for your posture, but I can't. So it's kind of fucking with
you know how,
it's an adjustment period.
So you know how WebMD, you never should look up anything ever on WebMD.
If you put two symptoms in, you'll like have cancer. Headache, whatever. You have cancer.
Plague, you're dying of something that was eradicated in 1685, but you got it.
I'm sure you know about that. I'm sure you hate WebMD.
We tell people all the time, just don't
ever
Google.
Don't Google it.
Don't Google it. But they have to. It's like telling somebody, don't think of an elephant.
Right.
So I Googled it.
Yeah.
I Googled, like, you just stupid shit. Like, you know, I might have had a flinch or a Charlie horse on my leg, and I did something else, and all of a sudden...
Now it has to be amputated.
Now I'm like, well, why is my... Like, I'm convinced that my vision is getting worse by the minute.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like... You wake... Because, you know, you wake up in the morning, and you can't... Like, this eye is glazed over, and this eye, maybe your depth perception's off for the first 15, 20 feet.
It's just called old.
Yeah, well, but then I've decided that...
Have you watched me play the game of do I need these or do I not? It just depends. Sometimes.
No, but I think... So now I've decided...
Anant, who are you fucking kidding?
I think we don't want to be racist.
No, I think that you just missed...
You've missed that.
You've missed those because we have definitely gone way off the rails there.
I'm ready.
I got two in my pocket that I could probably offend everybody with.
Ready.
We got all of Asia and even the subcontinent, I think.
Also... That was in the first show.
It might also involve a squishy machine on The Simpsons.
Yeah, we lost China almost immediately.
I do not know what you're talking about.
We gave away 1 billion listeners the first show.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Oh, fuck. It was like, who else can we...
It's like
wait,
the McDonald's sign going in reverse.
We had 99 billion.
Well, 99 billion, sir.
Yeah,
99 billion. Listeners on the wall. 99 billion listeners.
Yeah, take one down and imitate their accent. And
1 billion listeners
culture.
On the wall. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I just think it's better to avoid
that. Al, what are you drinking?
So, God only
it's
knows.
It's been
that's
everything.
A weird concoction.
It started off as a whiskey with a splash of eggnog, and then I got bored with my coffee, so I threw the coffee in there. So now it's coffee, whiskey, and eggnog.
That actually sounds kind of good.
It wasn't bad. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm so troubled by the whole thing. I'm back with these, and I feel better.
Okay.
So, but
these are just readers.
Where's your other ones? Can I have that? Let me see those.
I love his.
They might be a good prescription for me. I never know. I want to see. Because mine are...
So what am I... Oh, that's nice. And then I look up.
Well, what do you got?
And then I look down. What are these doing?
Well, they say...
No.
Look at one, don't look down.
Look at one thing and then go up and down on the glasses.
Yeah.
Like, focus
don't
on
move
one
your head,
thing.
Move your eyes.
No. But no. I would say look at one thing.
Sorry.
Like that screen and then look... Yeah,
the screen
got
delightful.
Okay. Look at that. And then go look down through the bottom.
It's like 2020, 2015, 2020, 2015. I can't see close up stuff.
These are light as a feather.
I know. I love them.
Not
his
like
are,
couches.
His are better. His are better.
Was he light as a feather? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're white people.
In a surprise turn of events.
How did you know?
My paleness should not be affected by any vision problems.
Yeah. I get. Clear,
you should just
right
be in
there.
Soft focus,
yeah, exactly.
Like Betty Davis in 1938.
I should just look like the top of a Q-tip.
Your readers are a little different than what I
can
need.
Can I look at
them? Oh, absolutely. Let's just pass them around.
I like
come
it.
On.
Let's all get a headache.
Are those real glasses or cheaters?
You're right, Mama Al? Di. You
these are
right.
Real glasses.
Those are real glasses.
Those are fantastic.
So
those
what
are
do
so
I do
light.
Again? I look at
God
small,
damn it, these
small
weigh
print?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
sorry.
I mean, it's just like with the whole reader kind of thing.
These are bifocals.
So the small print is prescription readers.
And then I look at something far away.
And it's like it's very, 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 very light for the far away.
Up, and then
yeah, but that's the problem. I was trying to read stuff, and I was like,
I think
busy.
I got it.
Yeah, so what I've
By
learned,
George, I think he's got it.
He's got it.
I've got I
feel like with those glasses on, you look like Tina from Bob's Burgers.
I don't know that that's a good thing.
I didn't say it was a good thing.
Oh,
But I'm at that. I'm actually at that comfort. The comfort level of I don't want to drive. I won't drive with sunglasses on anymore because I'm not. Though I know where I'm going, I get off. I don't like not having things clear. Even though I know that's a Camelback Road or whatever street I'm on, I know it, but I don't like it not being clear. It drives me crazy.
See, now I enjoy this because it is
But
clear.
Some really good sunglasses
right
do
now.
Have the make
yeah,
it
you
will
can
look
get
clearer.
Them. I'm going to go to Warby Parker and get those.
Right.
Like the sunglasses.
Right.
That's what Aaron has. She can't.
And I got my prescription like a year ago.
I mean,
ago.
I'm just because I don't bring the glasses anywhere but here and around my house. Mm-hmm. So I'm almost the point where the waiters have to read the menus to me. You know what I mean?
Oh, you need
or I just have to order
no,
the
that's,
soup.
I can't see anything in a restaurant
order
anymore.
Soup.
Oh, my God.
I'll have a bowl of soup.
These two are that commercial where they bring out the, like, I'm sorry, we can't see the lighting, whatever. And instead they bring out, takes both the menus, comes back with those big, giant menus.
Shitty, you are the best.
That's fantastic.
You are the best. What's your name, dear? Sylvia. Yeah,
fuck off, Sylvia.
Sylvia.
What is that from?
Feud.
The Feud.
Yeah. Oh,
feud.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Sylvia. Well played, Jenny. Well played.
Oh, my goodness.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, once I got the LASIK done, that cured up everything, but then it was just the march to oldness because they can't fix your needing reading glasses.
Sure.
But that gets better or worse depending on how much sleep I got. Like, if I've gotten no sleep, then I can't do anything without the readers.
Right.
Can't find my way through my house.
Right, I'm with you.
But if I've had enough sleep, then I'll go, like, 2 days without the glasses, and it's just stupid.
No, nope. And that's what, when
but
I
But at work,
here,
I have the glasses with me constantly because some of those medicine bottles, Jesus H.
Real.
Christ.
Yeah.
Can you make it in a smaller bottle?
Right. When I leave here, typically, I'm driving home, and I'm looking, and I know it's Indian School Road.
Yeah.
But I'm like, just to make sure. Like,
oh, yeah. And then there's the time of day when the sun is setting and the light's all wrong, and I'm like, I don't know, this might be McDowell. Let's make a left here and see what happens.
Well, apparently I'm going to turn right again.
I'm going to go with the feeling.
Yeah, right.
I do that without any vision problems.
Yeah.
That I'm a like distracted driver kind of person. And one day, that's funny that you would bring that, because that actually happened to me. I was meant to go down Indian School Road, and I was going down Thomas.
Oh,
I had gone too far, but I didn't know I had made the mistake.
Sure.
And I was like, you know, this has changed a lot. It's gotten a lot shittier.
Yeah, but anymore when you're, and I don't know how it is in other areas for where people are watching or whatnot, but I mean, driving, it keeps changing. Like 12th Street and the Indian School
It could be different 6 months
from now. There used to be a gas station there.
Right. So you could get psyched out into believing that it's okay.
Oh, now it's just strip malls and Circle K's. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know.
Or apartment complex.
Or now it's a giant apartment complex.
Except for I did notice, which who cares, because there's one on every corner, but God bless it, there's that new Starbucks, newish, on Highland and 7th Street.
Oh, yeah, very helpful.
I'm not unpleased by that. I'm like, wow.
It used to be where Xavier? It used to be where Urban Cookies was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they built like 5 Starbucks within like 5 feet of each other.
Yeah.
7th Street, Osborne, 7th Avenue, Osborne.
You know those Avery girls and Brophy boys will be there just
Like, we need that Dutch Brothers money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
We need to be...
Care to comment on the fact that Miss Crawford says you look old enough to be her mother?
What's your name, sweetheart?
Sylvia.
Fuck off, Sylvia.
There you go.
And I never saw that coming the first time.
No. No, that was great.
Me neither.
I hope Betty really did that. I hope that wasn't one of those fake Ryan Murphy things. Like,
right. I think that was the first one that I commented on, and I tagged Susan Sarandon in a tweet, and my tweet.
And I was here the day you were. That was the day you were fixing my computer and all that drama from my computer died or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we had spent we spent 3 or 4 hours together. Which was wonderful.
It was taxing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were getting
caught up. Our condolences.
No, but it was so fun because when you have that long of time with Clayton, we covered a lot of ground and you were so excited. No, seriously, I love this story because you were like, oh my God, you were like Doug Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
Was it called retweeted me or tweeted me or
whatever? Well, she liked a tweeter thing, right.
And I was like,
she likes my tweeter.
Yeah. She likes your tweeter.
She asked me to tweet her.
And then the weird thing was, because
I don't even know her. Yeah. You're going to skin something doing that, I'm just telling you.
And during that time, I had never paid that much attention to Susan Sarandon's voice before.
Right.
And I'm standing, like a week or so later, I'm standing in an aisle at Walgreens, and all of a sudden I hear, well, Tylenol has laser drilled holes, so the medicine gets too quicker.
I know,
and I'm like,
right?
Holy fuck, that's Susan Sarandon. Then I find out that she's done Tylenol commercials for years.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Oh, and now our boy, and Kat will know his name. The one that played John Lawrence in Hamilton is now doing Crown Royal commercials.
Oh, wow.
I know
wow.
that little cutie that's in A Star is Born and Will and Grace. I can't think of his name.
Stand by. We're going to look him up in a moment. Find out.
He's the one that introduced the girls... And the girls from Hamilton for the Kennedy Center Honors.
For the tribute.
Oh, yeah.
His name is not coming to me.
What money?
I don't know what I did with my phone.
With your phone?
Yeah.
Well, somebody will call it. I'll call it.
Well, you were watching it.
Just because this segment is never going to end a year and a half later.
Al, how are you doing?
I'm not done.
Busy couple with too late. We're at 8:22.
I got tickets to Michelle Obama. I'm very excited.
Jesus, did you have to mortgage your house?
Is it changing hands?
The last time we were here, we had to Google the dates for you so you knew when to go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I couldn't remember if it was within that time.
Yes.
No.
Remember, she didn't know what day it was, so we had to Google the date and give her the time?
Mm-hmm. That's right, and I had to put it in my calendar so that I'd be on time, and you guys told me about 4 hours
and show up on the right day?
Uh-huh. It's on the 12th.
Luckily, I listen, especially when I'm yelling at you.
No.
I heard that those were ridiculously priced tickets.
Yeah, but they
weren't. Yeah, remember, we had this whole conversation. She didn't pay an arm and a leg.
I did not, but some people
did. I don't listen to
the
show.
But you buy
the
book, right?
Did what?
You have to buy the book, right?
So I already have it.
Oh, okay. You can bring it then.
Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of, like, meeting her. That's not. It's just the tickets to listen.
God,
I'm sure
first it was Sally Field.
I know.
I am Michelle Obama.
I know. I'm just so
good.
You are. You are.
Hey.
No, I don't
Fuck
like chocolate
off,
and mint
Sylvia.
Together.
Hey.
Is it Anthony Ramos?
Yes.
White chocolate peppermint.
He's adorable.
I don't know.
The fuck is this?
He's adorable.
They were 50% off.
So I'll just cover all mine in entertainment, because that's all I've really done is entertain myself for weeks.
Feel free to take a segment for yourself, Al, if you'd like to talk now.
No.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Yeah,
yeah, he's a cutie.
He was also in when they cut to him and I guess his wife when Adam Lambert was singing.
Yes, he ended up being together with and Peggy. He ended up marrying the third Skylar sister. Not marrying, but they've been a couple.
Got it.
And Peggy.
Well, I hope we're. Oh, she's going to walk away now. This is perfect. Oh, get your phone. We could have called it.
No, I got it.
All right, there you go. Okay. Well, let's. I think we can pull this off. It's going to seem like old times. Let's try this. Let's see if we can get ourselves together for a headline segment.
Oh, yeah.
The teaser from the A block to the B block. It's what we're going to cover in headlines right here on Q-Talk America. And I don't have mine open. 911 call goes bad.
Driverless vans are threatened and attacked in Arizona.
Huckabee is just as stupid as that other cunt, Megyn Kelly.
Kelly.
Dumb fucking ideas. I'll help you with that.
Button licker.
Oh! Oh.
The most profound shower thoughts on Reddit this week.
Hey, hey, Jamie Lee.
Criminals are the most smartest. And boy, I'm happy with Christmas gift. That all went completely terribly wrong. We're going to get it put back together. We'll fix it up. We'll stick it together and show you coming up next.
David!
You're listening to You Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates.